Radio Divas.
Radio Divas.
Yeah.
Ride or die. Charles Billinger, what up?
King Rock, man.
J Chronicles. Nah. We got Ms. Mika in the mix.
Yeah.
Erica Arthur spin the hits. Quita V up on the line.
What?
Every Sunday night's a time.
Night.
All sophistication, black and magic making any rep and grind or die. First day of the week, from 7 to 9 is the Divas time to shine. From the first record to zone.
What?
My Divas do it, how you rocking to it? Come and join my ladies in the zone.
What?
Hear the voices, then you gone.
What?
Need undivided attention. Everything from politics to cosmetology, you can come and get a mention. This is what talking is best. Here go that number so you can connect.
323-693-3043.
Radio Divas.
Yeah.
Radio Divas.
Yeah. Yeah.
Radio Divas.
Yeah. Yeah.
Radio Divas.
Yeah.
Radio Divas.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Run or die.
Radio Divas. The rap.
Just wanna love you.
Don't listen to what people say. They
that's everything. You loyal too, so that's everything. You bad as hell, so that's everything. On everything, that's everything. I'm stuck on you, cause you stuck with me. When I need a ride, you come get me. We running shit when you run with me. Fuck up the world, fuck up the city. Every time we stepping out, team muscle, we rapping now. For the mother niggas, you ain't checking out. When them girls walk by, I don't check them out. I appreciate you. That savage life that I was living been alleviated. And I ain't deviating. No, I've been reaching lately. Like I lost my phone, like I lost my key. You know we both crazy. You tell me about me, you keep that G, but I appreciate you. You always down putting up with me, but I appreciate you. Yeah, I appreciate you.
I appreciate you. You held me down no matter what. You stuck around, you know what's up.
You know what's up, this ain't just love, so might be love.
This ain't just love, so might be love. You hold me down no matter what.
I got your back, you know what's up. This ain't just love, so might be love. Well, my kid don't know it's love, huh. I've been on some shit like that, might put a ring on it, ayy. On my king shit, gotta put my queen on it, ayy. I've been having dreams about you dressed in all white, ayy. Honey, move quick, I've been stroking all night, girl. Haters gon' doubt that, you know they jealous. Trust can't go without that, but you, I don't doubt that. Even with the fellas, knowing you would never do me wrong. That's why I never, ever, ever leave you alone.
Looking at your smile, thinking, I do appreciate you. Touching on your body, drive you crazy. Know you appreciate me. I used to play them silly games, but girl, I swear you changed me. I want you with me, change the lanes, you're my forever lady.
And I appreciate
My time to live. Yeah.
It's my time.
Never fail.
Oh, well,
that's
so
my
song.
Bumping that hard.
But it is your time, though, it's definitely your time.
It's my time. It is. It's all right. That song is just so. It speaks volumes to me because a lot of times you can be down yourself. I know we've all been there. I doubt myself sometimes. I'm my hardest critic, like worst critic in the world, like hardest on myself. So a lot of time I have to remind myself, okay, you know, I know you feel a certain type of way, but you're still great, you know, so that's why I love it.
No doubt.
But we're back. We're
so
back.
Good to hear you live with us.
Radio Divas. I know I missed you guys so much last
week. You too, though.
Thank you guys for holding it down as always in my absence. Erica Arthur, check in. Tell us what you got going. How was your week? What you got going on?
It's been so busy.
I cannot wait until, like, things kind of, like, balance out for me.
I've been working overnight for almost a year now, and I'm definitely looking into my schedule changing prayerfully soon. Things will open up because, like, when you're super busy outside of work, regardless of when you work, you guys already know. If you have a life outside of your job, it's already hectic. But if you're awake just as much as you are during the day as you are at night, with a rotating schedule, it's a bit much. So I'm ready for the new thing, ready for a new chapter, definitely. Things with Authenticity Speaks is popping as usual. God is good. I'm very grateful to be able to have a platform to share love poetry, doing a lot more writing on my blog and sharing the work of others. And then on Inspiration with E, which is my new page on Instagram and Facebook, and EA Inspiration on Twitter, I am involving multicultural expressions of joy, encouragement, positive quotes, things of that nature. I even have a setup where if somebody wants to share a 1-minute video of inspiration, then I post that on that page and encourage other people. And today, this lady actually responded. I believe she lives in South Africa, if I'm not mistaken. And she said, thank you on the behalf of a suicide attempt survivor and depression fighter. I was like, Lord, if it's only for one person, it's worth it.
It is not in vain.
Absolutely.
It is not in vain.
It is not in vain. It's not in vain.
All you gotta
do is touch
one.
On my end. Yeah, I'm so excited.
That's
about
wonderful.
Yeah,
that's
I'm
great
excited
being
about
able
it.
To help people. Because we know that that is a passion of yours, something that's,
yes.
you know, near and dear to you. So definitely, if it reaches one person, if it helps one
yes.
person or more, you know, it is
yes,
needed. It is that. Sometimes people need that. You can't go
yeah.
home. People
right,
sometimes need somebody else to tell you, you know, hey, a word of encouragement or something of
yeah.
the nature. So definitely,
yeah.
shout out to you. I think that's great. I always think that's great. You know, you inspire me, I know, definitely just
thank
to
you.
Write more and do more things that I normally had
mm-hmm.
stopped doing.
Thank you so
definitely.
Much for that.
Shout out to Quito V
salute.
And DJ Sexy
yeah.
Who are not here with us tonight but are always holding us down. Quito V will be checking in shortly, though. Jim, what you got going on?
Oh, I got a lot, ladies. Y'all know I believe I'm the king of the internet radio, so always got some stuff going on with the radio, whether it's Grind Hard Radio, Next to Blow Radio, Indie Grind Plus. We had to take a couple of weeks off because the studio was down, but we will be coming back in a couple of weeks, so I'm cool with that. But, ladies, I want everybody to go check out a mixtape site that I'm involved with. I'm actually a partner with Diego Hendricks, and he runs DX Media, DX Customs, and we just came out with a new mixtape site where you can go and upload your own mixtapes. You can get DJ hosting if you want radio airplay, all that good stuff. It's a good site. We're trying to rival other sites like DatPiff and My Live Mixtapes and stuff like that, man. So make sure y'all check it out. It's called Tape Sauce, and the website is actually tapesauce.com. And I also got a mixtape
excellent.
Out right now, which is called The Black Larry King Volume 1. And what that mixtape is, I got a lot of hot artists from all over, And I'm doing comedy skits on there, y'all. You know, I'm not saying I'm a comedian, so check it out. But I think I'm pretty funny. And my mixtape is the top 5 mixtape of all on the site, you know. So check us out. You know what I'm saying? And we got good prices for all the artists out there. We are definitely not trying to break y'all pocket. So please check out Tape Sauce.
Blue. Oh, wow, that's great.
Yeah. Thanks.
Just stay working, man. I tell you.
I'm trying,
stay
y'all.
Stay working. He stay working.
Excellent.
He does that.
Thanks, lady.
I am searching the internet. Some people was hitting me up. I posted. We are live. If you are listening, you can call in and speak with us live. 323-693-3043. What's going on with Mika is I'm fresh back from the BET Awards. Just hurt my foot moments ago.
Amazing.
Feeling my feelings.
Yes.
Thank you. I was trying. you guys, I don't know. I tell my listeners, it's something that I've started being more vocal about. I'm very self-conscious about my weight. I've gained some weight, and I'm really good. Self-conscious about my weight.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's something within me. Nobody can fix it. People are always trying to tell you, don't do this, don't do this, drink lemon, do some water. You cannot motivate me with my weight. Like, I have, like, some health issues that have caused me to gain a little weight, and I'm self-conscious about my weight. Do I still think I rock? Yes, but I am a little self-conscious about my weight. Just being out in L.A., though, did motivate me to want to do better and just, you know, I learned some different
That's
things
amazing.
From my own as far as, healthy eating. One thing I did see, though, you guys, is going to be kind of funny. I saw a lot of women who are taking their ribs out to have smaller waistlines. It's an L.A. trend where women are taking their ribs out.
Taking their ribs out. Wow.
Taking two of their ribs out on each side to make their ribs smaller. Like, they have these tiny waist and these huge rumps and these nice ribs.
Wow, it's not that much waist in the world.
Yeah,
to be breaking your damn ribs.
Tonight.
That was going to be my topic tonight.
So even for Erica and you, did I want to talk about that? Because I'm not the only one dealing with my weight. I'm sure of it. I'm sure of it.
Oh, I'd like to say I'm fluffy. Mother's fluffy.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. See, so it's something that we all deal with as women and sometimes as men. So I want to talk about tonight, and we'll go to our callers with this as well, the extent you will go to please others with your weight, because I deal in a world where everything is superficial. I'm in the music industry. I deal in entertainment, so everything is superficial. So I have to deal with the bigger rump. Like, I have a nice little small rump. It's nothing big, nothing extraordinary. So, you know, what's the extreme? I'm going to give my opinion, but I want to talk to Erica about it first.
Oh, my goodness. First of all, I'm speechless. I've never in my life.
Yes.
I've heard of
Look it up.
Things.
Look it up.
Yeah, I will. The spirit of Google will fall upon me. I've heard of some crazy things. I've heard of some crazy things for weight loss and what people do for beauty regimens, but I must admit, like, you totally caught me off guard with that one. I was so not expecting having your ribs removed to accentuate your waist. Yeah, like, so, yeah, I don't even know where to begin with that. You know, I remember there was this thing, I'm sure it's in other places, but I mostly saw it in the Caribbean. There were some videos on Instagram of women who were bleaching their skin, like very, like damaging their skin by burning it, by putting a lot of bleach to try to lighten themselves. And to them, that was beauty. And then there are people who, of course, go under the knife for plastic surgery to, you know, be it silicone or, you know, whatever the case may be. But to actually remove, like, bones. I don't know how to process that.
I'll speak
But think about it. Do you ever feel the pressure of the world, like, to be a plus size? And I'm going to send you over a poem I wrote called Plus Size eventually later this week. But have you ever felt the pressures of society as a thicker woman to be smaller? Like, do you think sometimes the pressure is too much and people take extreme measures? Or do you think that in order to be successful, it's like some people think in order to be successful, you have to risk it all and take the risk. You know, I don't know what taking your real bow does, but I don't want to see, like, let me just be plus size. Let me deal with what may come, you know.
Oh, my goodness.
I thought that it was something that I would talk about because I've seen this for myself in LA. You have women with these tiny waist and these big rumps, and it's like they're taking their reels. I'm like, what doctor is approving people to take their reels now? Like,
that's you. Yo, you definitely won that round, Mika. I will say this, as a plus size woman, I definitely, the most frustrating part for me is the fact that my weight fluctuates so much. And the older that I get, the more difficult, and to each his own, but for me, it's very difficult to lose weight. I have to work, like, really, really hard. And look, let me tell you, I thought I was jogging. This is a true story. Until my son walked past me. I was like, did he just walk past me? So I guess it's like, oh, you know how I got people in the club, they sit down, they killing it, but their feet ain't moving. I guess it was like all shoulders and arms. Like, I really thought I was doing something, yo. I'm serious. Like, so
she said she thought,
like,
she was,
I'm really, you couldn't tell me I wasn't jogging. Say what?
Wow.
Like, I was killing the game. He was like, good work, Bob, and he walked past me. I was like,
past me. It's
horrible.
Like, it doesn't count now. It doesn't count when you walk past.
Yeah. So
I,
for me, honestly,
go
ahead, baby. What'd you say?
No, go ahead.
No, I was just gonna. No, thank you. You're fine. I was just gonna say, for me, at this stage of the game, it's whatever makes me feel more comfortable. And for me, I feel more comfortable having lost the weight. I was still plus size, but definitely a lot smaller than what I am because my weight has skyrocketed back up as well. And I also feel more comfortable health-wise. So for me, it's not aesthetics. Like, I love a big dude. The thicker, my husband, he knows already. So, you know, I like him. When I first met my husband, you know, we've been together 23 years and married for over 19 and a half. So, you know, like, when we first met, we both looked differently. I was a lot slimmer and he was chunky, and I like him thick. So, there, it's out now. Sorry, Jit.
No, it's all good. Reality radio.
So, for me, it's definitely health. It's about health at this stage of the game. I want to be healthy. I want to be around to see our children, and I'm focused. I don't want to be self-conscious. I don't care if I am sick. I want to feel comfortable in my skin, but I definitely want to be healthy.
Wow, I understand. I definitely want to be that way too. I know that we have a caller on the line. Are they still there?
Yes, we got a caller. I'm also going to bring in Ms. Quita V, and ladies, I guess, should be pulling up in and minute now as well, too. So if y'all want to take that call, we can definitely do that. How you doing, Ms. Quita V?
Lovely, lovely, lovely. Hi to my big sisters in this grind hard game. And hey, okay, I was eavesdropping to the topic for the day. And I wanted to add my little 3 cents in there, too, because dealing with lupus, my weight fluctuates. So it's like, you know, you're talking to someone who one day I have solid sizes in my 180-pound weight, and I have regular sizes in my 139-pound weight. So it's just, you know, dealing with both ends, I've always been a smaller build, but at the same time, I haven't always been that healthy. And I think that a lot of people, they just look at you and assume so many different things. It's like, no matter what size you are as a woman, you're so crucially hard, like, judged. Just, it doesn't even matter. And I noticed when I was a thicker size, you know, how crazy it was for women to give me more compliments because I was bigger. You know what I mean? Like, they were doing me a favor just like, oh, you know, for your size, that's really what you need for my size. Wait a minute. I mean, really? You
know?
But at the same time, you know, I mean, some people, they might not know how to word things, or they might be trying to boost their own confidence up. But I just say, you know, especially when it comes to women, we already have so many things coming against us with our physical nature and emotional nature. It's just like, it's really important for us to just learn how to take care of ourselves. It doesn't matter what you're always looking like. You don't always have to look like the perfect whatever, because I don't even know what a perfect woman looks like, to be honest with you, and I don't think I'm ever going to figure that out. But at the same time, I figured out what was perfect for me. When I wake up and I feel good and I can go to bed at night knowing that, you know, I've accomplished something with myself, done something for myself, I think that's really important.
Yeah.
But, you know, just that whole weight thing, I think people really need to cut that stuff out, because, I mean, really, we already got too many issues.
Keep it
don't
real.
Make me feel like I need to eat an extra pork chop, and don't make me feel like I don't need the extra pork chop. I mean, just let me do what I'm going to do.
Whatever
makes you happy. At the end of the day, it's all about what makes you happy and what floats your boat. Everybody got to learn to mind their own business. We're going to talk about that another day, though, because that's the topic all in its own. Mind your business.
That is,
you know, just
so
mind
true.
Your business. Stop walking and say, oh, you've gained weight, or oh, you've lost so much weight. Just let it be my business. Like, just
exactly.
Keep going.
But if I look really good that day, say I look good, tell me that, and you leave it alone, you know?
No
ad-lib.
No
ad-lib. I do want to speak to our caller. I don't want to keep them waiting before we go to our guests. Are they still there yet?
Yes, we do got the caller. It is actually DJ Sergeant Rock live in the building. He's in.
What's happening, my queen? I got all three of my queens, you know what I'm saying? Now I got six queens, Jit. I got three queens to help me work my product, and I got three queens on Radio Divas, you know what I'm talking about?
What's
I'm talking about, oh, I'm over here just elated because all the ladies is in the building. Shout out to DJ Sexy. She doing her thing. She doing big things. You know what I'm saying? You know, she stay representing for Grind Hard Radio. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
You know, I was just stopping through. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, the topic kind of touched the nerve with me. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to tell you why. Now, aside from, you know, women trying to, I don't know, look like something, I guess that's what it is. All right, me, for instance, my little life story pretty much goes, when I was young, I grew up around grandparents that, you know, fed you three, sometimes four times a day, and they wasn't playing, was going to eat, you know what I'm saying? So I really was a real, real fat kid. I think the most I've ever weighed was like 475 pounds.
Wow.
In high school, you know what I'm saying? When I got out of high school, I lost the weight, you know what I'm saying? And now a lot of people lose weight just to look good. I didn't lose weight to look good. I lost weight for my health, because around the time that I was growing up, Buffy, which is the human beatbox from the Fat Boys, you know, he was like 600-700 pounds or something like that, you know, and he died from too much fat around the heart. And then Big Pun in the early 2000s, you know what I'm saying? He died from having too much fat around the heart, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But a lot of those guys, they were small and just blew up, you know what I'm saying? I was already big. I just slimmed down. And as far as looking good, yeah, I knew I probably looked like something to somebody, but to go to the depths of pulling my rib back to lose weight or whatever, you know what I'm saying? I don't know, because it might be that one car crash that you might need that rib to help you from getting, being out of shape. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm being so for real, but you know, I don't approve of it,
ladies and gentlemen, but our guest is here for the night. That was funny, right?
I hear you, Sergeant Rock. Before you go, I want to invite you to stay on, Sergeant Rock, and rock out with us and listen and chime in on our guest. But I'm with you on that reel pulling. The only reel I'm pulling is at the picnic, at the barbecue. No more reels. That's it. But we definitely going to come back and touch on this topic. I know we have our guest for tonight. So I'm going to turn it over to Quita V and get us kicked off for the night with our guest.
All right. Well, tonight I am very excited and honored to welcome Miss Shira Stallworth, a.k.a. Miss Lavish herself, a highly favored woman of God. She is a public speaker, talk show host for The Lavish Show, which will be featuring season 2 on Real TV in October. Community activist. So many wonderful things. I met her in the community, and I'm excited for her. I'll just pick her brains, ladies. I mean, she is a strong woman. She's definitely a mentor to myself and so many people. Miss Yara Sowers.
Awesome.
God
Welcome.
Bless you. God bless you. I'm so, you know, honored to be on the line today. God bless you, each and every one of you that, you know, support what
Thank
I
you.
Do. And I support what y'all are doing, you know, in the community. Thank you so much. I'm just honored. I'm about to cry.
Oh, absolutely.
No.
Absolutely.
We can cry, baby. You better not drop not a tear. We'll all be crying and just show up. It'll be extended
and
because we are all
exactly.
private, so no.
Yes.
and ain't nobody on this line scared to enter in, so, yeah, we right there
That's
with
right.
you.
That's right. That's right.
Yes.
Welcome, and God bless you too, sweetie. Thank you.
Peter, go ahead and start off with a couple questions.
Well, I'm definitely excited about this Lavish Show on Real TV. I'm sorry. I definitely want to get that out first and foremost. Congratulations. I wasn't able to speak with you on it, but I definitely heard about it. Would you like to tell the listeners what goes on the Lavish Show?
Right. It's about bringing life to the people. You know, so many times we see the same old things going on in the churches today or at the school or in your community. My job is to shed light in the dark areas. The things that people don't want to talk about or speak about, I want to speak about those issues. And, you know, it's to encourage the youth, encourage the young people, and also to help those that don't know, you know, who they are in God. So that's what it's about, The Lavish Show. And I'm just excited that we're going to be on Real TV, and that's Channel 19 or AT&T UVerse. So I'm just excited, and it's going to be a platform for, you know, so many people. You know, when you come down, you know, Miss Curly Q, Quita, when you come, you know, I would love for y'all to come and do y'all thing on the show. It's just a blessing, and I'm just grateful.
Definitely.
Excellent.
That is
Congratulations.
Awesome. And I also
Thank
heard about
you.
the feeding the families in different areas. I'd also like to
yes.
salute you on that one. How did you get involved
yes.
with that, with everything that you have going on?
My mom, she's an apostle. I know.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know what you call the woman. I know you call a man a jack of all trades, but the woman, I'm the same way. You know, God just gifted me, and I try to use all the talents he's, you know, has given me. And my heart is for the homeless, and my heart is for those that, you know, don't have parents, that's going hungry. And, you know, a lot of people are blessed, but they're ungrateful. And my thing
mm-hmm.
is, if you can be grateful and faithful, God can move in your favor. And it's like, I see all this going on, and we saying, well, God, I need this, and I need this to happen in my life. But you have the very tools that you need right in your hand. You just don't know how to use them. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, I started by taking food out of my cabinets, feeding people that were on the street. Then I began to reach out to people in Africa, India, you know, and began to minister to them and send money. And every time I sent money or started feeding the homeless, I got blessed. I got money placed
mm-hmm.
in my hand, you know, and I began to see the fruits from, you know, doing what I'm supposed to do. You know, and it's just a sad situation that we have such a high starvation in America, also, you know, around the world, and we're blessed, and it's just time for us to give back to, what's the scripture say, to whom much is given, much is required, you know, and
mm-hmm.
I believe God
mm-hmm.
requires us to do something, do better and know better.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Correct.
Well, that is awesome, and I appreciate the fact that you utilize your music as a powerhouse for your message. How I know you you do singing and you're into rapping, but how
right.
what influenced you as a gospel artist? What led you in the direction to go with rapping?
Okay. Like I said before, my mother, her name is Apostle Sandra Stallworth of End Time Ministries, and she's a prophetess. For those that, you know, may not know what that is, it's a prophet, but a female prophet, you know, a prophetess. And and I was doing my thing, you know, doing what I do growing up, and she was like, you know, God's taking your life to another direction. And I see you rapping, and I see you singing, I see you doing things all over the world. And I was like, Mama, you crazy. You know, that ain't me. I'm not getting on no stage. I'm not doing anything. And I just started to write one day. And the first song I wrote was My Block to Your Block. And that song has really taken off. Yes, and that was one of the first songs I wrote. And, you know, when people see me, they say, you don't look like you rap. But then when they hear me, they like, okay, she got some bars. She got a message, you know, that she needs to get out. So, and I just fell in love with it. And, you know, in church, when I go to church, I do both. I sing praises and worship to God, and I also rap. I like to get on people's level. You know, I don't judge anybody. I love people that's not on my level. You know what I'm saying? I'm just a down-to-earth person, and I believe in being humble. I believe in being humble. If I ever become a millionare, you wouldn't know it because I'm such a giver, you know. And
when you become
I just
a
truly believe
when?
In it. Yeah. Yes, yes, I receive that. So, but I mean, I love music, and I thank everyone, DJ Sergeant Rock, oh my goodness, you know, and Miss Quita, all of y'all that support Lavish, I'm just so grateful.
Awesome.
Oh, well, this is the last thing, and I'm totally going to turn it over. I definitely want to let you know that I love you. I appreciate you. You are such a beautiful woman to me. The first time that I met you, even though, I mean, you would think the way I talk about you, you would think that we were around each other every day, but realistically, we've seen each other like a handful of times, but the first time I met you, you left such a strong impression on me, and you really drew me towards you because you are a strong woman, and you are out there regardless of what anybody thinks or how anybody tries to come at you. You're still doing your thing, and you stand strong in your faith. So I definitely want to, you know, let you know that you're appreciated. You have so many people looking up to you, you know, and also I just I appreciate you for coming on, and I know you have a busy schedule. I hope that everyone who is listening will tune in to you. And one more thing, as a woman, what would your, when you're talking to the younger ladies that you come across in the community or wherever you may be, what is the most important message that you have for young ladies out there?
Wow. I would definitely say, I would definitely say love yourself. Love yourself. You know, so many times people can tell you about yourself. You can read about other people. You can look at TV. You can, you know, see things going on, and you try to judge or line yourself up with somebody else. When you know who you are, you know, and you know what God has placed in you, and you believe that and you build your confidence on that, no one can tell you no. No one can stop you from doing anything. The sky is the limit. But you got to love yourself. Can't nobody love you like you can love yourself. When you love yourself, you care about yourself. When you love yourself, you do things for yourself, and you take care of yourself.
That's true.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I love this one. I'm done.
Yes.
I will go ahead, I guess, and ask a couple of questions. Thank you for coming on Radio Divas. I'm Mika. I have a few questions. I was looking over your social media and the stuff that was submitted to us for the show, and I noticed that you had Proverbs 31 in the corner of one of the flyers that we had. And it's something that I use in my daily life. I talk to young girls about it, being a virtuous woman and being valuable. How do you apply that to your daily life and your giving and the things that you do? How do you apply that to your music and to you?
Right. And nice to meet you, too. But I would say, you know, I'm a woman of integrity and dignity, and your name means a lot. You know, my real name's Shira Stallworth, and how I got the name Lavish, because I believe that everything that God gives us is good. You know, if he's going to give us a land flowing with milk and honey, you know, if he's going to deliver us from our enemies, that means that he's going to prosper us. And we don't have to have a mentality that we are below or beneath, but we are called to greatness. We are queens and we are kings, you know, on earth. We ain't got to die to get it. We can be it now. So, you know, back to your question, I just, you know, apply that method, you know, of integrity, uphold yourself as a Proverbs 31 woman, you know, or a man, uphold yourself as a man, you know, don't fall for the buffoonery, don't fall for what people are doing in the industry, but be yourself, know who you are in God, and uphold your integrity. That's what God looks at. He looks at integrity. He looks at the heart. He's not worried about your clothes, all this flashy stuff, but he looks at who you are as a person, the character.
Correct, correct. He does, he does. God knows all and hears all, so he definitely knows the heart. Another question I have, in this industry, a lot of things goes on in the entertainment industry that sometimes will take you out of your comfort zone with the Lord. You be like, Lord, you ain't done working with me. How do you deal with sometimes the pressures that come with this industry? And what is an area that you go to? Where is your safe place? Where you feel somebody pressuring you or getting on your nerves because you're human and that happens. Where do you draw the line? How do you deal with it as a woman of God?
Well, one thing that God has brought me up in is, you know, to kind of, it goes back to knowing who I am. You know, I can't be around certain things because I don't want to be seduced to do those things. So I developed my own record label, Triple L Entertainment, you know, and that's just a platform for people in like spirit, like-minded, like me, myself, that, you know, fall subject or have a weak area, you could come to this entertainment center or this platform and do what God has called you to do. Because in my experience, going to different studios or being around some secular artists, sometimes the pressures, you know, can cause you to slip and fall. But I know how to separate myself from those things, and I know what's right for me. You know, I can't speak for everyone else, but I have faith in God. I pray a lot. You know, and I know God won't put me in something that's too much for me to bear. He'll keep me out of harm's way. And if I did fall and slip today, you know, I know that I can get back up again, you know, because I'm not God. I'm a humble person. And God has trusted me with his will, you know, to do his work. So I'm just thankful, like I said, Kendrick Lamar, the song Sit Down and Be Humble, I listen to that a lot. Because that's what, you know,
I
got to sit down sometimes and be humble. I love that. I have to sit. And if people in church can realize that, to sit down and shut up and be humble,
ma'am,
you'll get far.
Come on down. Watch it. Like
you, you'll get far.
I'm a preach, sister. Tabernacle.
No, no.
That's right up my alley.
We were just talking about that before you came on. People minding their own business. You know, I think that's important. They definitely got to humble themselves in the things that come out of their mouth. It's like just definitely. I always have like a crazy question because I'm a thinker. So what is a song that comes to mind when you're cleaning? Everybody has that song, that gospel song when you're going through something or when something's wrong and you just bust out a song. I just feel like you bust out a song sometimes. What's that song for you?
When you said that the song, it is an old song. Look, Kirk Franklin Stomp. Back in the day. Make me clap my hands. Make me want to dance. Stomp. Because 9 out of 10, I'm mad about something. I'm tired of going through the same situation, you know, and I'm trying to stomp and get rid of the enemy. So.
And look.
Great one. I love
the
Kirk Franklin.
Praise the Lord.
Yes. I have a few more questions, but I'm going to pass it over to Erica Arthur and let her ask some questions. Thank you for asking my questions, and I'll be back.
You're so welcome.
Hello, Queen. It's good to meet you. I am Erica Arthur, Indigo Interlude on Twitter, and also of Authenticity Speaks and Inspiration with E. Welcome. It's so good to meet you. As you can see, we laugh quite a bit here, but we also are a God-fearing bunch. So you are right at home with a lot of the things that you shared. It's not foreign to us individually and as a unit. So we're very, very glad to have you on. There's a few things I want to talk to you about. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So one of the things that you talked about early on was about people who don't know who they are in God and how important it is to know who you are in God. And you kind of touched on it again in the latter part of what you were saying, because if we are not clear of our identity, it genuinely does affect everything. But I want to know, how did you personally begin to know who you were outside of the prophetic mantle that your mom walks in, and salute to her as well. But you as an individual, we stand before and we have to give an account for ourselves. When was that pivotal point for you? Because something tells me it came twice in two different areas of your life that caused that shift. What was that about?
Well, you know, growing up as a PK kid, as they say, preacher kid, you know, people set you on a higher standard. And, you know, they judge you. They may criticize you and expect you to be like the pastor or your mom or something like that. And, you know, I didn't want to be in that type of box, you know. Growing up, I knew God, but I didn't personally have him in my heart. I did the routines, you know, going to church or doing this in the choir, doing that. But God didn't touch base with me in my heart yet. And it took me losing friends that committed suicide. It took me seeing a family member on drugs, you know, struggling. It took me seeing my brother lose everything he had at a time in his life, you know, being with women that just brought him down, you know. It took my mom and dad separating when I was 18 and then being homeless, you know, bathing out of a sink and don't know where your next meal come from. It took all that to make me who I am today and to humble me, because, you know, in life, we think that everything, like Forrest Gump says, is a box of chocolates, and it's not. You know, it takes pain to push you into position. And, you know, through my struggle with who I am as a woman, as a black woman, and, you know, through my education and through my friends leaving me, you know, when I got into the church and really gave my life over to the Lord, it took all that pressure to make me who I am today. And I just give God glory and I give him praise, because it wouldn't be, you know, possible today for me to be on, you know, be on the phone with y'all having this conversation, because he kept my mind together. With all the things that I've been through in life, you know, he kept my focus together. He kept my mind. That's the main thing. When I went through a divorce, you know, I went through a terrible divorce and two children. You know, you preaching something, you're teaching something, but you're going through a divorce. You in school as a child counselor, you take care of children, but your life is jacked up. So, you know, I went through that, and and I really had to know God personally now. You know, I had to really tune in and say, if you who you say you are, you need to talk to me and do something. I need to know some evidence. And he showed up and showed out. And he's fulfilling himself every day in my life. And that's it. That's the pivotal, the pain that I had to go through.
Yeah, you know, and you touched on quite a bit, so we could actually talk to you about like 18 different topics, and they all have their own show. No, seriously, because I think that the transparency is something that's not only lacking within the body of Christ, it's something that's lacking, period. And what happens a lot of times is you have people who end up dying by suicide or taking out ribs, right? Based on our earlier conversation, to do things to impress people that don't like them anyway. So what happens is that you end up putting yourself in a position to cause more damage to yourself without even realizing it, because you don't have a clue what people are going through to keep what they have or what they did to get what they got. And so your transparency is really important. It's very, very important. So I appreciate that. I appreciate that. What was it for you when it came to parenting and your children and dealing with that? How was that? Because I know that's something that people deal with every day, just when relationships don't work.
That's real
right,
life.
And that's true. And people don't speak about it. You know, I'm an example in the community, and you know, when I went through that, it really hit me blindsided. I'm the type that fall in love hard. You know,
yeah.
I'm born in February, the love month, on February the 15th. So when I fall in love, I fell hard. I'm like, oh my goodness,
mm-hmm.
you know. And, you know, I'm the person, I don't even believe in divorce, you know, unless there's
mm-hmm.
abuse, domestic violence, and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But what
right.
do you do when the other one don't want to stay? What do you do when, you know, life hands you the hard part? You know, you done heard
mm-hmm.
the preaching, you done heard all this take place. But what
mm-hmm.
do you do when life hits you? And when that hit
yeah.
me with that divorce, you know, I had to be strong for my kids, and I allowed my,
mm-hmm.
you know, ex-husband to be around them continuously until they got to the age where they understood that, hey, we
yeah.
don't need dad around as much, you know. We can make it as mom, me, you know, and we can do what we can do. But I did never do anything evil, kind of, you know,
mm-hmm.
bad talk them, shun them away. No,
mm-hmm.
I was an example
mm-hmm.
for my children, because I know they are the future. You know, they are the future, and they are replicas of us. You know, what they see
mm-hmm.
mom and dad do, they're going to do it. So,
that's
you know,
right.
I had to be strong, and I wrote a book, and that's how the book came about, you know, learning how to deal with marriage, betrayal, and learning how to love again. Because I had to
mm-hmm.
learn how to love again. You know, I felt like I was betrayed. I had to learn how to date. I had to learn how to go on dates, you know, and
yeah.
smile again and be friendly to men and stop saying, you ain't on my level, get out of my face, you know.
Right.
I had to learn
yeah.
how to be the you know, the what is it, not gullible, but I had to learn how to bow down a little bit, put it that way, kind of like
sure.
humble myself
sure.
some more. So,
sure.
You know, it was a journey, and I know when this book comes out, it's going to bless so many women because they need to hear that. What you go through, so in a marriage.
Excellent.
Yes.
Excellent. And thank you for that, by the way. One last question.
Yes.
Well, I don't know if it's more so a question or a comment. One of the things
mm-hmm.
that I liked that you shared about was the ability for you to demonstrate the your range of giftings within your local fellowship. A lot of times
mm-hmm.
we lose young people in church because we don't necessarily have things that speak to them. We have things that speak above
yes.
their heads. And
yes.
so when you have a place where you can not only sing but rap, and not necessarily, hip-hop is not necessarily going to be the genre that every church houses, which is fine, but just the fact
right.
that there's a space for the youth, do you find that
right.
that's been a draw and a keeping factor, or does it separate the elders from your church? Like, how does that work? Does everybody believe in it or agree?
You know, traditionally, you know, most people don't believe in gospel rap or spoken word
mm-hmm.
poetry, you know, but
right.
David was a
right.
psalmist. David in the Bible was
mm-hmm.
a psalmist. You can take some
right.
of his psalms and rap them. You know, we sing
right.
his
right.
psalms. All you do is put a beat to it and speed it up. You know, it becomes a
mm-hmm.
rap. But, you know,
right.
it's from the lack of knowledge. And it's so sad, you know, that in churches today that we don't allow the youth to be their self and to be unique, because God didn't call us all to be robots. You know, some of
right,
us sit in church
right.
20, 30 years, don't move off the pew, never doing anything
right.
to touch God. We do stuff
right.
to please the pastor, and God ain't coming back
right.
for you pleasing your pastor. He says, I'm a jealous
that's
God.
Right.
So he's looking at the works that you're going to do. And I
mm-hmm.
tell my young people, do what God gifted you to do. He gave you them talents,
yeah.
use them, because he'll give them to somebody else. And,
that's
you know,
right.
we incorporate
amen.
That. We incorporate in our church. We have rap. We do spoken word. You
that's
know, we just praise and worship. We give God all what he placed in us, you know, spiritual dancing, everything.
Mm-hmm.
And that's my job as a leader, as an activist,
mm-hmm.
is to bring the gifts that God placed in you out. And a lot of preachers don't do that because we get jealous. You know,
mm-hmm.
we don't want them to get above what we're doing. We don't want them to know those secret places, you know. It's just it's a shame, but that's not what we're here for. That's not what God created us to judge one another, but we're supposed to be example.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for your time. I appreciate you taking my question.
You're welcome.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you for the inspirational talk. I was moved at a lot of things that you said.
all of our listeners who want to follow you and want to follow your movement and listen and purchase your single and books and things of that nature, how do they reach out to you, get in touch with you? What's your social media? Where are these things available?
Okay. All right. Well, I have a new album dropping this year, Queen Status 2, and the previous album was Grown Woman Status, and that is already available on Apple iTunes, Spotify, on all social media sites, Reverb Nation, SoundCloud. You can find me also on Facebook, Lavish or Shara Stallworth. You can email me at MissLavish1@gmail.com, MissLavish1@gmail.com. I'm also on a radio show called GMAP1, GMAP1.com, every Saturday at 3 o'clock, you know, spreading the good news. And I mean, just type my name in, Ms. Lavish One on YouTube. You'll see my videos and all that kind of good information you need.
Wow. We have a, what song do we have tonight?
Oh, Ms. Lavish, we got the track that you signed in. If you want to go ahead and introduce
it. Yes. Well, that's my new that's off my new album. That's the new song. It gets better and better. And let it encourage everyone that's listening, tune in. It will get better no matter what you're going through. It gets better and better off the Queen Status 2 album.
Thank you. I'm definitely going to be checking it out. From Radio Divas, everybody here at Radio Divas, Brown Heart Radio, we want to thank you for coming on with us. Feel free to stay on, join in the conversation, talk with our listeners. We appreciate you. God bless you, and thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you. I love you all, and I pray a special, tremendous blessing on you all tonight. God bless you.
And tonight we accept it. We accept
Amen.
It.
Amen.
I love you. You're ready to
hit it. We love you, Lavish.
Thank you. Love you too, DJ
Sergeant
Rock,
Lavish,
all y'all.
Miss Lavish, I just want to say this before you go, baby. Thanks for the shout out. You know what I'm saying? I caught the Phenom interview. I caught the Phenom interview, baby, and that was just a dope interview. And I really appreciate the shout out to me and Quita at the end. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't expecting that. Phenom hit me up. He was like, hey, man, watch this after you get finished with church. And I was like, okay. And then when I got home from church, I pulled it up, I watched the interview, and then you gave me a shout out at the end. So I thought that was so much love, you know what I'm saying? So
that is
I appreciate that. And you're doing your thing, baby. You know, I stay watching, you know what I'm saying? And what the people don't know about Shira is that all these hip hop rap conventions that everybody be at, you know, everybody wants to know, try to, you know, front their record labels and all that. She fall off in the same building with her crew and her CDs, spread the good word. So it don't matter where you the good news of the gospel. And guess what? She is not scary. You know what I'm saying? She might not indulge in what everybody else indulge in, but she is definitely not scary, because I just seen Shara at the spot, buddy. You know what I'm saying?
I did Hustle and Flow. Atlanta, T.I. Hustle Gang. So I did Hustle and Flow when it came to Mississippi Gulf Coast, and DJ Sergeant Rock was there supporting me, and I'm just thankful.
That's what's up.
Did it.
That's definitely what's up. All right. Well, we're going to get into this music break. We got Miss Lavish, this track, Better and Better. Keep it locked to Radio Divas.
Trees, the devil had me gone. Creator said it's not just how it's done. Trench holes get nasty, street corners get trashy. Crack house to the trap house, got people thinking it's magic.
It gets better than that, it gets better than that.
I like that.
It was. I love it.
Love it.
Very popular.
Bumping.
Very popular.
Very nice. Sorry, you guys. I was aching, rubbing my foot. I'm like,
Lord have mercy, Jesus. She's rubbing her
yeah.
feet, ladies and gentlemen.
I hurt myself. I'm sorry.
No, you didn't kick your big toe on the corner of the couch, did you?
No, I was trying to get my groceries. I was trying to rush to get the ground hard. I couldn't be late. I had to get here legit. So I was like, I just fell off the curb. Sergeant Rock. I don't even want to talk about it.
We ain't going to talk about it. I'm going to kiss it and make it better,
nigga.
Yeah.
It gets better for
oh.
me.
Oh.
Lavish to add me to the better and better list.
I'll send you to over here so I can kiss it and make it better. I'll send you to over here so I know that's going to make it better. Send it back to you.
Oh,
hammer. Y'all got to hit the hand. I'm bopping this thing. I'm sorry.
Erica say, Lord have mercy. Don't do it. Don't do it.
I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry. I can't beat up rules. I'm sorry.
You gonna make sure no groceries get in the house, though.
Yeah. Like, nobody knows. My dedication.
To the groceries.
Yeah. I have a 16-year-old son that will wear a refrigerator door handle up, like, tear it off.
Oh, God, I know
open
that's
and
right.
close.
Yeah.
Open and close.
I concur.
Yeah,
I
each
concur.
Out of house and home. Absolutely. I remember those lines. Yes.
Yeah, that's how my son. That's how my son got so big with his big self.
I'm sorry. And with that, if you're listening, my foot is okay. Call 323-693-3043. Give me your prayers and thoughts. Turn it over to Erica Parker with her topic for tonight, and we can go from there.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much. As you guys know, I'm a writer and I'm a poet of Authenticity Speaks. And what I've decided to do more of this season on Grindhard Radio, Radio Divas, is share my work and then have us kind of talk about it. So the topic last time we were together was, thank you so much for that, good brother. It was very simple. It was, don't promise them the world if yours is spinning out of control. So we got a chance to get it in a little bit about that last time. But this time, the piece that I'm sharing, it talks about the art of waiting when you're in a relationship. And this piece that I wrote is a conversation between a man and a woman. And the woman starts off longing. I was aching. Longing. Then venting. It had been so long. And then he said, the man responds, if it was really just the physical you needed, you could have had that by now. But you're complex and intrinsically wired for so much more. And those who wouldn't touch you couldn't touch you because they discerned your depth beyond a need for physical touch. They recognized your worth. And me? Though I'd give anything to touch you tonight, I won't because I care too much about how you'll feel in the morning.
Wow.
So
that's
my
piece. Well, well, well.
I don't even know where to go. Yeah. I mean,
wow. I felt like that before.
That is my
well.
I
feel like
dealing
that
with
before.
Someone who actually is ready to exercise the art of waiting. Someone who says, I've already discerned that what you need is so much more than physical, so I'm willing to wait tonight because of how much I care about how you'll feel tomorrow morning.
Mm-hmm.
Talk.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Let's go.
It's the ultimate thing of respect. That's respect, first and foremost.
Are y'all gonna laugh at me?
I love that. Are we gonna laugh at you?
Are y'all gonna laugh at me? Yeah, because I hadn't met those kind of guys yet. My people don't wait. For one, I don't put myself in a situation where I don't even want to be tempted. If we spending the night, I don't like temptation. I love the storm, but I don't even want to be tempted. Don't wait. Just let me go home. You go home, and let's move on with our day. But I hadn't experienced that yet. It sounds beautiful, because sometimes you need something more than intimacy. You need just a hug, maybe the cuddle, just somebody to talk to, maybe a listening ear, some pillow talk. So I understand that. I've been there, but have I experienced it? I haven't.
That's dope that you would say it like that. I challenge the idea of intimacy being physical. Let's talk about that.
Intimacy, it's not physical. It's not.
Excellent. There you go. It is not.
For me, it's not. I'm actually more interested in the mind. You can get further with me with the talk.
Mm-hmm.
With the conversation. It's
mm-hmm.
like you can have the sexiest man and the dumbest brain, and you can have the ugliest guy or not so much attractive guy, but he has the most intellectual conversation. Now, I've had that. I'm not going to call his name, but the last guy I dated, he wasn't no looker, but he had great conversation.
Wow. Wasn't no looker.
She was not like how Mika said she haven't met a person like that yet, though. You know what I'm saying? Because let's just keep it real. 2017, we kind of do our own thing. You know what I'm saying? So you almost think like, well, damn, do people like that even exist? But for Erica to bring that topic to the table, I do believe that, I mean, whether it's a few or not, you do got some good guys out there that believes in chivalry and all that good stuff, and as well as women too, you know, so it's not totally lost to us. I just don't think that we don't see it enough, or we not around it enough, you know. So because you had a valid point, I agree with you, sis.
Erica,
yeah,
that's why she's our inspiration.
Can't hear
me. Yeah, she's been married. She's
married. Right, right. Yeah. I've slept with women that had no clothes on, and I didn't even touch them. I didn't even look their way, and they wasn't even trying to tempt me. That's just how they sleep. You know what I'm saying? It's like, and they wake up the next morning like, "Why you ain't touch me?" I'm like, "Touch you for what?" Well, I was laying in bed naked for you. I was like, "No, I don't play those games. I'm not gonna just touch you because you're naked. You're either gonna invite me to yourself to enjoy yourself, or I'm just not even gonna worry about it. I'll sleep in the chair. You don't make me know."
That's respect, right? See, that's what I'm saying. That's respect. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So it is guys out there that does exist.
Fine, Rock. I don't play the games. We're not gonna be laying up here naked.
No, you gotta understand now. Because okay, let's say you tired and you wanna go to sleep, but you sleep naked. You're not expecting me to touch you just because you're naked. And if I know that you're tired, you can sleep in the way you want to sleep. I'm still not going to mess with you. You have to invite me to sleep, regardless if you're naked or not. You have to invite me to sleep
regardless if I'm naked or not. If I'm naked, as a woman, though, I'm saying the mentality of a woman, though, if I'm laying here naked, that's the reason why she's asking you that. If I'm laying here naked and you don't touch me in any way, form, or fashion, a woman's mind sometimes plays tricks on them and say, hey, does he not find me attractive? Does he not attempt? Let me say no.
Stop it. Cut it out, because you know good as well as every man knows that when a woman take off their clothes, they sexy and they want to do something to them. But it doesn't require your mind to think like that all the time, because just like I said, you could have pulled in a 12-hour shift and just got out the shower or the tub. You want to lay down and get you some rest and you just leave naked. I'm still not going to touch
you.
You
got to
go home.
Well, you
got
to
go home. I
got to
be naked.
You
got to
go home,
man. I got to go home. I will go home. I tell you what, I'll go home and you call me when you ain't tired, and I'll come back over there and we'll try it again. How about that?
Yeah, that's how it goes. I'm a plan for that. That's what I'm talking about. Come back
like
when
PG-13.
I put these clothes on.
Yeah.
I'm trio.
It's PG-13. Wait a minute.
I had this brother kick this line on me. Now he knows I'm married, so it was funny. But his line was, and I quote, "Naked is a state of mind," and he had the nerve to say it in another language. Now I never been a stuttering woman, but good God from dying. Will you look at the time?
That's about
the mind. And women, we're rocked between the ears long before we're locked between the... Oh, Lord, this is a grown folks show. Bless. Okay. Hallelujah.
I love it. Absolutely.
No, but Erica, so I think it goes
is
back
one?
To... Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is a grown show, and I think it goes also back to the topic at hand earlier. Mm-hmm. You have women who take, it's all about your value and what you feel for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Me personally,
mm-hmm.
I'm just saying, if you take your ribs out, you definitely want somebody to touch. I just hadn't experienced that. You know, if you taking your ribs out, you don't want nobody not you laying up there naked with your ribs out and nobody touch you, because why would you take your ribs out? And nobody's gonna touch you. If I take my ribs out, I am sexy, is a snack, and I want to be touched. I done took my ribs out to be touched. I want to be touched. Do not
touch
my ribs.
Out.
And
okay.
I took my ribs out.
There it is.
I done took my ribs out.
You right. You are absolutely right.
My thing is, touch me without your hands.
Correct.
Now, that's hard to do. That's hard to do. That's hard to do. That's hard to do.
Why is it hard to do?
It's hard to do.
Why?
Because everybody doesn't. Watch this. Watch this. Watch this. Watch this. Everybody doesn't possess that type of mind power. You understand?
And then you shouldn't be taking your clothes off anyway if they don't possess it. That's my
thing.
That's
how you sleep. If that's how you sleep. If that's how you sleep, that's how you sleep. I know plenty of people sleep.
Well, I make an exception. I'm going to put my night clothes on. I'm making an exception.
Well, that's good. Put your night clothes on.
Season 8 of Radio Diva. Clothes on, ribs in.
Put your night clothes on.
But okay, let me break it down this way. Think about it this way,
break
Eric.
It down, Mika.
I don't take my. I'm gonna break it down and make it simple for the people listening. Mika does not take her clothes off if you have not made up my mind first. We ain't gonna even be in a situation where no clothes gonna potentially come off if we hadn't had intimacy in the mind. I'm not gonna be intimate in no type of other way, and I tell people this all the time. Y'all finna judge me, but it's okay because I love you anyway. I don't kiss in the mouth unless I can feel your mind. I don't kiss in the mouth. I do not kiss
right.
in
remember
the mouth.
Right, remember you said that before.
That's
yeah.
personal.
Remember
you know,
said
I told
that.
Y'all that.
Mm-hmm.
That's personal for me.
Mm-hmm.
We got to
mm-hmm.
be a real good relationship for us to be kissing in the mouth. So it's going to
mm-hmm.
be, that's what I'm saying. Intimacy to me is something totally different. I have to be mentally stimulated first for any other part of my body to feel any type of way towards you. So that's why I'm saying maybe I take things a little, you know, backwards. So I don't know if somebody's going to wait on me because our minds are already tangled up by the time we get to the bed. You know, our minds is working, you know.
Ooh, I like that.
In order
I can write a poem about that.
Yeah.
Our minds
are you're not thinking backwards. That's just how you think.
I love it.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
But at the same time, we do want to salute DJ Sergeant Rock for exercising restraint, but it also speaks to, no disrespect to the sister at all, it also speaks to us as women that we either automatically assume a man will touch us or all of a sudden second guess ourselves if you don't.
Right.
Because that's
right.
a deeper issue in and of itself.
That's right. That's why I say you got to invite me to you clothes on or off. And I ain't
yeah.
going
well, I'm probably,
for the
yeah,
extra.
I'm probably going to second guess myself. You know, I'm probably going to be like laying there. Do he think I'm sexy? Am I
you know,
angry?
You know,
did I
okay,
call him
okay.
emotion?
Wait. Can I ask the women a question? Because all women have been through that. Why do y'all necessarily, why is that necessarily the first thought that come to y'all mind because we don't touch y'all?
You know what? It speaks to, and I'm going to say it, you know, and, you know, like Mika was saying before, the reality is that society puts so much pressure, they put so much pressure on not only your looks, and don't get me wrong, there's a whole bunch of queen and king talk nowadays, but there's nobody teaching anyone how to handle queendoms, how to handle kingdoms. Nobody
right.
knows how to rock what it is to really be a queen and a king behind closed doors. What we do is we throw a couple of hashtags together and throw up pictures of Bey and Jay-Z. This is our king or queen, or Barack and Michelle. This is our queen and king. We don't
right.
have a concept of what it is because, okay, I feel myself getting hyped. Let me bring it down. It's
all right.
so much more that Brooklyn comes out real quick, don't it?
Yeah.
It is so much more than looking like a queen and a king. We speak that language, but we govern ourselves with the minds of paupers because we're not taught how to govern ourselves. We're not taught to value ourselves. When you're watching even car commercials, you never see the price of a Mercedes. If you see a Mercedes commercial, you never see a price of certain vehicles. Why? Because it's just understood. If you're in that realm, there's no need to discuss it. It's like going to a good restaurant. I don't have to display the prices for certain things. If you got to ask how much it is, you can't afford to be there. But when it comes
right.
to how we carry ourselves in relationship as women, a lot of
the
times the value is already decided because we allowed you to decide for us. So before somebody had an opportunity to teach us about self-love, before you were formed in your mother's womb, I knew who you were. Before a word is said on your tongue, I know what you're about to say. Whether you make your bet in hell or in heaven, I'll meet you there. Before we even get that, that talks about the identity that Ms. Lavish was talking about. Before we even get that, how can I encourage you in your identity when I don't know mine?
Right. Right.
How can
now
I?
That's true.
I'm laying
that's true.
Here for you to validate me. I'm on my back for you to validate me. I'm on my knees so you can validate me. I'm removing ribs so you can validate me. I'm injecting
right.
lips so you can validate me. I'm dying on the operating tables of cosmetic surgeons so you can validate me. Maybe because daddy didn't validate me, or maybe it was that nasty behind uncle that they kept in the basement and didn't let near the kids that tried to validate. Come on, y'all not
right.
ready to have this conversation.
Right, now that's trivial. That's true.
Come on.
And I tell you that it doesn't take all that. But like I tell people, you have to realize where you are. A lot of my insecurities come from a childhood. My dad, I tell people this all the time, and I rarely talk about it. I've told you and them this before. My dad never said really positive things to me. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not
mm-hmm.
using that for an excuse or a crutch, but it
but
is
that's
what it
real.
Is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It is what it is. It's not a crutch and it's not an excuse, and it doesn't define me or make me who I am today. But I didn't experience that. Those were things that I experienced as I grew up and became an adult. Now, have I been
right.
in a bed with a man and we didn't have sex? Yes, but it was by choice. It wasn't no temptation,
mm-hmm.
and you get what I'm saying? And it wasn't,
right.
you know, one of those situations where I'm naked. Yes, I've been in relationships and been with men in long-term relationships, and we were just in the bed. And when you're in a long-term
mm-hmm.
relationship, it's different because you're not going to have sex every night. I don't know nobody doing that. You might have
that's
a,
right.
a good amount of time,
mm-hmm.
but every night is unrealistic. However,
right.
mm-hmm. I long for the type of man who desires me. That if we're laying there together, I want him to want to touch me. We not, might not be intimate or sexual, but I want him to
right.
wrong me. I want when he's away from me that it ache and it hurt. I want that. I want to experience that. I heard about it.
Yeah.
I've seen it on
yeah.
TV, but does it really
that's
exist?
Real talk.
I don't know.
It
I
does.
Don't know if
it
really it
does.
Exists. I hadn't been there. You know, but do I want to somebody to long me? I want them to want me so bad that if you laying there that you can't help but touch me.
Right. And nothing wrong with
I'm
that because I've done
season.
That too.
I'm
I've done
it.
That too. That's great. That is wonderful because any woman laying next to me, yeah, I'm gonna touch you. Doesn't necessarily mean we're gonna have sex, but of course I'm gonna caress you and you know I might play with your ears or you know do something funny to mess with you. You know what I'm saying? It's all about being comfortable with the person that you with. You know what I'm saying? To do those things. Like I say, everybody don't have that type of manpower to know that. You know what I'm saying? And to all grown men out there that's listening to this show, you're getting pointers from these women, real women
yes,
now.
Sir.
These ain't no little girls. Mm. These ain't no these ain't none of them club thoughts, you understand? These is real women on Radio
yes,
Divas sir. Now. They trying to tell you what to do now. Now if you don't know how to live.
Esteemed women. Absolutely.
You don't
that's
you
what's
know, gonna be you gonna be out in the doghouse if you ain't listening now, I'm telling you. The doghouse ain't cool, bro. It's lonely in that doghouse, bro. Y'all better tighten up.
It ain't cool.
Yeah, so that is my topic for tonight, the art of waiting. Thank you.
That's what's up. Thank you so much.
And that's true.
Yay!
That's what's up. I like that.
That was a good one, Erica. I got heated. My foot got
yeah.
involved.
You, I thought you were going to come from the phone, boy.
Like, no,
right.
Size Rock, you got to touch me.
Well, baby, don't worry about it. I'm going to touch you, all right?
He said, give me the mirrors, baby. Come in, give me the mirrors.
Yeah.
I'm going to make sure I put every hat on her head. I'm going to make sure I put every hat on her head.
There it is.
Love it.
I think
love
that calls for a break, ladies.
Look, Jen say, take a break.
Yeah.
Take a break.
You got to take a break.
All right.
Get hot in here.
Take us a break. Well, we're at the end of our show, Jen. You want me to close out and then we just go to our song?
Yeah, well, how about this? We gonna, y'all want to throw on DJ Sexy Music Review, come back, wrap up, and then we will finish the
I'm
show with
it.
Your song tonight, Vince.
Yeah,
I'm
let's go.
It.
All right, right now, we about to get into the music review with your girl, DJ Sexy, live on Radio Divas.
All right. What's up, Radio Divas? What's up, Jit, Mr. Boss Man? DJ Sexy coming to you guys live from Nassau, Bahamas, and you already know what it is. Your girl got your music review for the week lined up for you right here. Kicking off the countdown at number 10, it's that song that been driving y'all crazy, I Spy, by Cal featuring Lil Yachty. I Spy. Who doesn't love that little song for the summertime? Coming in at number 9, it's your boy, French Montana, featuring Sway Lee from Ray Shrimmer, Mississippi. What up? It's that hit song, Unforgettable. And coming in at number 8, you have your boy, Childish Gambino. Oh yeah, finally making it on the top 10. If you ain't been knowing about him, catch up, because he been on it big. His hit song, Redbone, number 8 on the countdown this week. I'm expecting that to rise higher than the sun. Here we go at number 7. It's XO Tour Life by your boy, Lil Uzi Vert. This song's okay, but the kids like it, so I'll dig it. I'll rock with you kids. Coming in at number 6 is Post Malone featuring Quavo with that song, Congratulations. Yeah, I'm definitely digging this song for the summertime. And of course, coming in at number 5, your boy Future. We fell down a little bit with that song, Mask Off. Mask Off. Yeah, man, from number 3 to number 5 in just a week's time. But that's okay. He's still on the countdown. Coming in at number 4 is my boy, Kendrick Lamar, with that summer hit, Humble. Sit down. Oh, yeah. Digging that song. And coming in at number 3 on the countdown, it's your boy, DJ Khaled, featuring Rihanna and Bryson Tiller with that song, Wild Thought. And of course, at number 2, still holding it down in the number 2 spot, it's my boy, Bruno Mars, with that summer hit, That's What I Like. And of course, guys, holding it down in the number 1 spot, I have got to give it to him and call him the king of summer anthems, because every summer he comes out with an anthem that just holds us down. Number 1 spot this week is your boy, DJ Khaled, featuring Justin Bieber, Quavo, Chance the Rapper, and Lil Wayne in that hit hot summer single, I'm the One. Well, there you have it, folks. There you have your song review for the week. Once again, this your girl DJ Sexy coming to you live from Nassau, Bahamas. Divas, take it away. And don't forget to kindly follow your girl, DJ Sexy. That's DJ Saxy, Sexy. I know I'm sexy, baby, but it's sexy. On Instagram, DJ _ Sexy, and Twitter at DJ Sexy. Holler at your girl.
Yay, I miss her.
And we're back.
DJ Sexy holding it down.
Look,
from overseas holding it down.
Yeah.
Nice music review.
Season 8 Radio Divas. I'm loving this season.
This season is getting kind of heated.
It is.
You came out the box swinging, okay?
Just in time for the summer.
Swinging.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I just texted me three old boyfriends and was like, so you can't wait on me? What's up? No art of waiting. So it's no art of waiting, huh?
Nah, you so you know what?
I ain't gonna even say nothing, man. I'm gonna let
I
you
love
think,
it.
Man. You, she's so old. All
we love
her. And then at the same time, her inbox is going to be flooded.
Don't be flooded. That's what's up.
I'll let you guys know how it goes next week. I might get in a relationship behind it. I don't know. We're going to see what happens.
Never know. Stay tuned.
You just going to make sure you touch you. Just make sure he touch you.
I want to wait now. Erica is talking about you're going to wait for me.
You're going to wait for me.
And then
okay.
She's going to make it worth the wait.
Okay.
I'm
going to
make it worth the
wait. And then you're going to put your nightgown on.
You know what, Rock? That's enough.
No, I'm going to put on a duster. To make you wait for me. What is the whole grandma
done? I love it.
Oh, God.
Radio Divas.
So, this has been a great night. We've had laughs. We've had fun. Everything that you should make you happy, we've had here tonight. You should be able to laugh and talk about God and talk about the seriousness of life and sex. It's a part of life. I think sometimes as people, we take the fun out of life, and that's not what Radio Divas. I would not be on Radio Divas if I couldn't laugh or be myself or be good. That's why we invite everybody every week to call in and be yourself. This show is about empowerment, about women, about men, about it's about life. It's about growing.
Amen.
And taking charge of yourself and being comfortable with you. So that's why we invite our listeners every week, call in, whatever you want to talk about, big, nothing too big, nothing too little. You can call in if you want to kill yourself, whatever. You're going through something, your man don't trust you, whatever you want to talk about, you can talk about it right here on radio. And you won't be judged.
And that's real.
You will not
there
be
you
judged.
Go.
And that's the truth.
Reality radio.
You know?
Don't kill yourself. Amen.
Yeah. So I don't even have a take me out. You know, I'm going to turn it over to Erica Arthur, let her say something. That was all I really had to say to take us out tonight. You know,
we love you, Queen.
I'm going to let Erica and Queen of V. And I love you back. You know it. I'm
going
to nurse my
love.
Foot to healing. I'm going to nurse my foot. And I'm going to turn it over to Erica.
Much love to everybody who took the time to call in tonight. DJ Sergeant Rock, we appreciate your support like no other. Salute to the captain of the ship, hold it down. Much respect to DJ Saxy in her absence. Sexy and Saxy, that is my sister. I miss her much. Queta V, hostess with the mostest, bringing on the lovely Miss Lavish, who blessed us tonight in this space. We pray blessings in advance for her book, her sales, the book sales, and the new project and everything that she has. We also want to show love, of course, to everybody who's listening and supporting us, whether you do live tweeting, whether you follow us on social media. We really genuinely appreciate you. We would just be having a conversation amongst ourselves without our supporters, without our listeners. So thank you so much. If you want to follow me, E at Indigo Interlude, that's on Twitter. And if you're interested in my love poetry or my blog, it's Authenticity Speaks. And authenticity is ending in two E's instead of a Y. So that's Authenticity with two E's Speaks. AuthenticitySpeaks.com and Authenticity Speaks on Facebook as well as on Instagram. And then finally, my new venture is called Inspiration with E. And that's when I highlight survivors and people who need encouragement and just keeping it straight positive, rocking all genres of music and inspirational positive stories. There's still room for one more, so come through. Much love. All are welcome.
That's what's up. That's what it is. You have been listening to Radio Divas Season 8. Join the ladies every Sunday from 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. The lovely ladies, Ms. Mika, Erica Arthur, Queta V, and DJ Saxon. We love y'all for listening. We out. God bless and good night.
Peace.
Radio Divas.
Lady, I've been going through some changes. Been running out of maybe. Boy, I know you're losing patience with me. Sometimes I get fed up with all the games. Sometimes you all just act the same. Maybe I'm the one to blame. That's just how the game goes. When you're feeling alone, everybody got somebody that they mess with on the low. Now I just want you to save me.
want you to save me. We got options, but I wanna let you know that I decided. I finally realized that all I want is you. You. All I want is you. Them other girls no more. You see me like another girl. I've been waiting for you to make a move. Yeah. You know that I'm fed up with all the games. You all just act the same. Maybe I'm the one to blame. That's just how the game goes. Just want someone to hold. Everybody needs somebody to be there when they're alone. I just want you to save me. Yeah, just want you to save me. We got options, but I wanna let you know that I decided. I finally
Reality Radio.